I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I was watching TV recently, and I was working, reading, doing something, and I had Dr. Oz on, and I saw this thing where they, well, I'll let him tell you about it, but it reminded me that we hadn't talked to him lately, Patty, and I'm saying, wait a minute. I'm negligent in my duties. Dr. Oz is on right now.
Good morning, Scott. Yes.
So you were in this room. You had guys, you made up this room on the set, and you had this other guy with you, Mike somebody. He's a friend of yours, or he's some kind of doctor.
Yep.
And they're sitting there, and you see all the particles floating around. Now, I don't think they were actually COVID-related, but they showed you what floats around in the air, all different color things, like a kid's birthday party with the confetti and all that, right? You want to go into detail on this?
You know, one of the most frustrating things about the precautions we take during COVID is you see people doing acts that they think are going to make them safer. They're outside riding a bike, they wear a mask, right? Probably no impact at all. And I'm almost certainly, if it does have an impact, it's trivial, because we know that the chance of virus spreading indoors is 20 times higher than if you're outdoors. So then I thought, well, how do I explain to people what really happens when you're sitting indoors? So that Dr. Mike Coupain that you're mentioning, he's head of my medical unit. But, you know, he's a doctor, and he also went to the School of Public Health. So he really is good at understanding how people think about health and how do you get it out there, which we have not done such a great job with, I got to say, in general as a nation. But here's the story. We said, okay, what do the germs actually look like? We use augmented reality, and we created the germs that come out of your mouth when you're speaking. So you say the word health, that little spit at the end, the health. Right, they make big droplets. They generally fall down in less than 6 feet. That's why we have the 6 feet rule, because if someone's spitting at you as they speak by mistake, you'll be able to let that spittum come to the ground. But that's not the biggest problem indoors. The biggest problem indoors is you have these small little particles, like when you're smoking a cigarette and you exhale and the smoke comes out. That doesn't get stopped as well by the mask as we'd like. If you're in a small, poorly ventilated room, it just fills the ceiling, right? The smoke's just there. And that's what the virus does.
Right.
So we demonstrated on the show Monday is if you open a window or you have good ventilation from an air conditioner or heater unit that's got a good filter, you clear that out really well. That's why southern states don't get hurt as badly during the winter as northern states, because in the north, where I am, it's pretty chilly. Where you are, it's not so much. You can be outdoors. So we shouldn't make one rule to fit all, because if you can stay outdoors, for example, with a family meal on a Sunday, it's pretty safe. If you're stuck indoors, even if it's for a few minutes to have tea, it's not so safe.
And I watched it. So you see all the particles floating around in the room with Mike and Mehmet, and they're talking. And while they're talking, it actually shows the germs, the droplets coming from their lips.
Yeah, it's surprising. It's like certain letters, as he was saying, really like spit it out. And that's why they don't like you singing.
See it happen. And then he gets up and there's a window behind Dr. Oz. He opens the window and some of the droplets start going out. But then they go over and they open the door, which creates the
cross ventilation. Yeah.
And what happens then, Dr. Oz?
All that smoke-like virus aerosolized product gets pulled out of the room. By the way, it's on DrOz.com if you want to see it. But all these kinds of visuals we're making, because if we can get it as a nation, all of us agreed on what matters, just focus on that and don't sweat the small stuff.
And understand it. Yeah.
Yeah, because you know, people get into fights when they're on hiking trails because one's wearing a mask and the other, they're mad at the people who aren't wearing the mask. I say, guys, neither of you are going to get sick on a hiking trail. But if you're in a subway, you both want to be wearing masks. So if you agree on what's actually happening, and part of what we've done, I think, erroneously is made it not treated Americans with respect, giving guidance and then not actually adjusting. I'll give you another really good example. It's in the news. The second shot of the two-part vaccine, right? So we know the first part of the shot is probably, I'm guessing, 80% of the benefit of the whole process, right? The second shot gives you another 20%. It also gives you longevity. Now, I've had some of the world experts on my show. I just taped with Paul Offit, who's the guy who was on the panel who approved these vaccines. Ooh. Even he agrees that these don't have to be magically given just to 21 or 28 days. That was just a number. They had to pick a number. They use that number in the trials. And yes, we much better to do it if you can. But if we're in a nation where we're holding back half of the vaccine to save it for the people who need it in 3 or 4 weeks instead of just giving it to people and making new vaccine. In fact, 46 American states have not used half of their vaccines. Think about that. Most of the states are not using their vaccines because all these rules are rigidly forcing them to do things erroneously. So I'm on the campaign, and the UK just approved this yesterday, and I'm not alone. We should allow people to get their second vaccine a little later. Make it a month or 2 months later. Not 6 months, just a little bit later. That way everybody else can get vaccinated, have everyone get 80% protection, which really will suffocate the virus and the pandemic. And then we all get our second shot as soon as we can so that we get the longevity out of the report. Why hasn't that happened? Because the FDA says we don't want to confuse Americans. We're worried that it's going to get people already skeptical about the vaccine and give them ammo to say we don't know what we're doing. I understand that argument. But the bigger battle to win is to not have people die from COVID.
Right. I think a lot of people are worried about the long-term effects of the shot as well as short-term feeling sick and that kind of thing. What do you say to those folks to ease those worries?
So I tell you, I got my shot last Monday, and I had no problems at all. I mean, nothing. So I called around to my friends, all of whom, you know, all the other surgeons at Columbia have had the shot, and the most that they had was arm soreness. One guy out of all the people I spoke to said about a day later he felt a little feverish, but he wasn't sure what it was. Lasted a couple hours, went away. And I've had people on my show who've had the second shot, and they say they'll get a little bit of a fever maybe for a few hours, and that's about it. I mean, nothing significant. None of the really bad things that I fear. Now, people can justifiably say, we don't know what's going to happen a year or five from now. And that's right. We don't know that. But we do know what will happen if we don't get enough Americans vaccinated. So for me, as a doctor, we're making decisions about triage all the time, cost-benefit trade-offs. I want people to do what they think is in their heart the right thing, but I just ask you to draw a line in the sand. What would it take for you to feel comfortable with the vaccine? Was it two family members doing well with it? Is it all the people in your cul-de-sac, your neighbors doing well with it? Just tell me what it would take, and then you decide whatever that line is, and then you stick to it. Keep your eyes
you
open.
You doing well.
Open.
That makes me feel better. Yeah. Yeah,
now,
I mean.
Before we let you go, I want to tuck this in here because I was really interested in it. You're doing this System 21, which is a Mediterranean-inspired, it's a fasting plan, but it's different than some of the other ones that I know people have done.
This has been hugely successful, and because it's easy to do. So basically, Mediterranean diet, everyone knows, it's the food you love, fish, olive oil, nuts. You can have dark chocolate, teas, coffees, all the stuff you love. But you can't eat it for 20 hours a day. You got to delay your breakfast till around 9 or 10, if you can. You guys can because you're up crazy hours. But, but delay your breakfast for about 3 hours after you get up. And then have your dinner an hour to before you normally would have. Let's say 6, finish by 7. If you do that, you give yourself a large window of time from 7 at night, let's say, till 9 the next morning. That's, you know, 14 hours where there's been no food in your stomach. It means you can sleep better, but you're also intermittent fasting, which means your hormones are shifting to better you. And you actually reduce your hunger when you do that, and you lose weight even if you eat the same number of calories because you have those calories in a narrower window. Intermittent fasting is what makes all those Hollywood stars look like gazelles. all the weightlifters do it. You know who taught me how to do it? Hugh Jackman. He was doing it for his movies, and he learned it from the bodybuilders out in L.A., and I started doing it. That's why I look like a gazelle. Like a greyhound.
Like a movie star.
Right.
Like a TV star. So, you know, the other thing, too, is you say you have one cheat day a week, right?
Yeah, it's one cheat day. You can have alcohol in the evenings when you have your dinner. You can have coffee in the morning before your fast breaks. There's things you can do that make it easier. And again, all the Today Show hosts are doing it. A lot of people that you know are on it, and they just don't advertise it to you because it's so easy to do. It's second nature. Think about it. Just delay breakfast a couple hours, eat dinner a little bit earlier, and focus on Mediterranean-style foods.
And no snacks.
No snacks. And, by the way, all of it is on OzTube and DrOz.com. By the way, OzTube is our new launch. It's our digital channel. All these workouts are free.
And meditation.
Meditation with Deepak Chopra. We've got great chefs giving you, again, all the things you probably want to do to be able to be the best you can this year. Take advantage of it.
You're the best. Love you, Dr. Oz. Thank you for spending time with us today.
Thank you.
God bless you all. Take care.
Bye, buddy.
7:58 at CBS FM. So
he's
guess
so interesting. Oh man,
John Elliott wasn't so crazy after all, but he did. But he was a little more strict than this one. Remember?
Yeah, he was like he only ate during a 1 hour period of the day, and he didn't eat very much. So you got very upset because you felt he lost too much weight.
And the big kangaroo from Australia did the same thing too.
Yeah, he lost a ton of weight.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.